We're now continuing with Parak Vav, Mishnah and Beis in Nazir. V'chayiv al hayayin b'fnei atzmo, v'yal ha'anovim b'fnei atzmon, v'yal ha'chartzanim b'fnei atzmon, v'yal ha'zagim b'fnei atzmon. So we were discussing in the previous Mishnah about what happens if a person eats a grape. How much does he have to eat? How much does he have to drink of wine in order to be chayv malkos, in order to be chayv lashes for having violated this iser? So the Mishnah over here in Mishnah B says he doesn't actually have to drink. We said also in the previous Mishnah that the dry grapes, raisins, and regular grapes can combine to equal this kazayis, this amount that he has to eat in order to be chayv malkos. So in this Mishnah, in Mishnah Beis, we're learning that he doesn't have to eat all the different parts of the grape in order to be chayv malkos. The Tanakhama says, if he only drinks wine, he's chayv malkos. If he only eats grapes, he's chayv malkos. If he only has seeds, he's chayv malkos, and if he only has the peels, he's chayv malkos. Even if he has an entire kazayis worth of peels, or an entire kazayis worth of seeds, he's still chayv malkos. So I translated chartzanim and zagim. We'll see later in the Mishnah that it's really a machlokas about what the precise definition of them is, but one of them is seeds and one of them is peels. That's clear. The only question is, which one is which? Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Omer, Eino chayiv ad sheyochal shnei chartzanim v'zagon. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not talking about the machlokes about chartzanim and zagonas, but he thinks chartzanim means seeds and zagon means a peel. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azari disagrees with the Tanakhama, and while the Tanakhama said if a person has a kazayis of seeds or a kazayis of peels, he's chayv malkos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says you're only chayv malkos for the seeds and the peels if you have two seeds and one peel. That doesn't mean if you drink wine, you have to drink wine and eat two seeds and have one peel. Even if a person drinks wine without having any seeds or peels, he's going to be chayv malkos. But for the seeds and the peels, if a person is going to be chayv malkos for them, he has to have two seeds and one peel. Fine. Eluhin chartzanim, eluhin zagim. So the Mishnah is asking, what are chartzanim, what are zagim? What are the words? So the we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hachartzanim elu achitzonim, hazagim elu hapenimim." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Chartzanim are the peels. The chitzonim means the outside. It means the peels, and the zagim are the insides." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that the chartzanim are the peels, and the zagim are the seeds. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shelo Tita. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says the opposite, that the chartzanim are the seeds, and the zagim are the peels. So he's giving you a little trick to remember. So he says, Shelo Tita, don't make a mistake. Rather, remember with this trick, Kizug Shel Beima Hachitun Zug Vapnimi Inbo. That if an animal has a bell, so the there's two parts of the bell. There's the outside, and then there's the inside. So the inside is called, says Rabbi Yossi, the inside is called called an inbal, and the outside is called a zug. So he's giving you a tool to remember, the same way that the outside of a grape, the peel of the grape is zagim. So a similar word, the outside of a bell is zug. And then the inside of the bell is inbo. But the important part, Rabbi Yossi is trying to help one remember. If the person knows Tanai Kibru, I don't know if it's modern Hebrew also, but at least the outside of the bell is called the zug. So too, the peels of the grape are called zagim, and then the seeds of the grape are going to be the chartzanim. Now let's continue with Mishnah Gimel. Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. If a person accepts Nazirus, Nazirus can be for any length over over 30 days. We're going to see there's a Mishnah later in Nazir, I believe, which discusses a person can be a Nazir for 10 years. And we saw earlier in the Masechta that a person can be a Nazir for his entire life. But if a person doesn't say anything, he just says, I'm a Nazir, so then he's a Nazir for 30 days. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Gilach Oshagilchu Listim Soser Shloshim Yom. So there are different, we saw at the beginning of the parak that there are different things that a Nazir is not allowed to do. So one of the things he's not allowed to do is cut his hair. So the Mishnah is now, so while if a person drinks wine, so he doesn't have to restart his Nazirus. If a person drinks wine, so then he violated an Isser, but he just continues right where he is with his Nazirus. In contrast, if a person cuts his hair, so then he has to delay his Nazirus somewhat. So we say Gilach o shegilchu listim soser shloshim yom. So he has to, until a person has grown his hair for 30 days, he has to. So then, until he has grown his hair for 30 days, so that's not, it's not considered a valid cutting of the hair for the rules of Nazirus. So therefore, if after 28 days, he wasn't his fault, some robbers come over and shave his head, or he forgets that he's a Nazir, or he does it on purpose, it doesn't matter whether he did it on purpose or by accident, he has to keep another 30 days. He doesn't have to keep a 30 days in addition, additional days onto his Nazirus. He just has to make sure when he's cutting his hair, his hair has to be 30 days, having not been cut for 30 days. So in this case, if he accepted Nazirus like regular for 30 days, and after a week, he gets his hair cut by mistake, so then he's going to have to end up keeping 37 days. Nazir shegilach bein bazug bein batar o shesifsef kol shehu chayiv. So if a person cuts his hair, so he's chayiv malchus. So the Mishnah is saying it doesn't really matter how he cuts his hair, whether he uses a razor or he uses scissors or he uses a knife or even if he just plucks out a hair with his hands. So he's chayiv malchus. He's chayiv lashes because he violated the iser of cutting his hair. A nazir's not allowed to cut his hair. However, nazir chofef umefaspes avalo sorik. Now the Mishnah is saying, okay, so how far do I have to go from cutting my hair? Maybe I can't touch my hair. Maybe I can't do something else with my hair. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says that a person is allowed to scratch his hair. He's allowed to rub his hair to straighten it out a little bit of a lo sorik, but he's not allowed to use a comb. Similar to halachos we have on Shabbos, not going into any detail, but if a person is going to cut out his hair while using a comb, so then he would not be allowed to use that if he's a nazir, because he's going to pluck out the hairs. But he's allowed to brush his hair with his hand a little bit or scratch his head, because it's not so likely that the hairs are going to be pulled out. And we don't have to be concerned about that. That's what's called a davar sheino miskaven. It's not necessarily going to happen. He doesn't intend it to happen, to have his hair cut out. So there's no issue. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo yachof ba'adama, b'nei shemasheres es haseir. So Rabbi Shmuel says a person can't use... Ba'adama, I guess they used to use dirt of some sort in order to clean their hair. So you can't use this when a person's a nazir. They can't use this because the rubbing with the dirt onto one's head will definitely cause hair to fall out. So while we said earlier that a person's allowed to just rub his hair slightly or to scratch his head, that's because it's not necessarily going to happen that hairs are going to be pulled out. But if a person does something which is definitely going to pull out hairs, like we said, use a comb, and Rabbi Shmuel says also if he's going to use old-fashioned shampoo, which they had to rub very hard, so then he's for sure going to pull out hairs, and the nazir is not allowed to pull out hairs from his head, so then that he would not be permitted to use.